Hi, once again, everyone. Jim Bartles with you for another update with Minnesota Farmers Union. And Ariel Kagan is with us at this time. We're going to be talking about the second annual Minnesota Cooperative Summit. Minnesota Farmers Union is one of the hosts for this event. And Ariel, who's the Director of Climate and Working Lands Program for Minnesota Farmers Union, is with us. And Ariel, work with our broadcast, and let's find out a little bit about the second annual Minnesota Cooperative Summit. And I guess if there was a first, there must have been some success that we're looking at a second one. Maybe fill us in a little bit on the background.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thanks, Jim, for having me to talk about this. We are really excited about the second annual Minnesota Cooperative Summit. The first Cooperative Summit was held last summer in Morris, Minnesota, and it was more successful than we anticipated. We ended up with a waiting list of people who wanted to come, and we didn't have room for them, which is really, I think, reflective of the deep roots that the cooperative movement has in Minnesota and how cooperatives continue to serve communities and create opportunities for people and businesses and farmers. And so this year, we're moving around the state. So this year, we're going to be in Duluth. We've got a bigger venue, so we expect more folks to be there. And we have a fantastic agenda that highlights cooperatives across the economy, whether that's in housing or childcare, of course, agriculture, healthcare. Cooperatives really can fit any sector and create solutions for these sort of sticky issues. And that's why the theme this year is meeting the moment.
Okay. As I was looking on the website, and again, this event is going to be in late July. We'll give you information a little bit on some more of the details, but I noticed that on the website it said co-ops have the power to build a better world that includes everyone. And I looked at some of the photos from last year. Yeah, you had a really good sized crowd, no question about it. So if someone's coming to this or is interested in learning more, what are some of the things that are going to take place or the goals that you have for this summit on the second annual Minnesota Cooperative Summit? What are some of the goals?
Yeah, well, what's really exciting about this meeting is that it's for folks who may not be familiar with cooperatives and are interested in this model for different topics that their community might be facing. It's also for people who've been part of the cooperative movement or been a member of a cooperative for years and want to meet other people who are involved. So we're designing the summit to have a lot of information, everything from what is a cooperative and what's at stake if we don't get the cooperative movement at this point. And then also, you know, some deeper issues. How do you finance a cooperative? How do you apply this model to things like succession planning and businesses? And so the goal is really to bring people together to energize around this opportunity that cooperatives offer to not only build resilient and durable business structures, but also give back to community and create opportunity for wealth building across Minnesota.
So it sounds like an ultimate goal, or one of them certainly, is that folks might be able to go back and help build a cooperative in their area, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we've seen a resurgence in recent years of new cooperatives being formed. I think especially farmers are looking at this tough economy right now and thinking, how do I keep more value at the farm? And one way to do that is to create a cooperative, whether that's for marketing your products with other farmers so that you can get a bigger market share, or buying inputs together, whether that's, you know, fertilizer or seed, which is sort of our traditional ag retail co-ops that we have across the state of Minnesota, or folks who are doing livestock who are looking at shared freezer space, because that's a big issue with smaller livestock direct marketers, is where you store your meat. And so we're seeing people looking to the cooperative movement once again for these solutions. And I think that's, you know, typically what we see is when the markets are tough. We've seen this, you know, in the early 1900s when the cooperative movement really started in Minnesota, and when farmers union started in Minnesota, was fighting against consolidation, fighting against sort of corporate power and pulling that wealth and that power back to the farm level, the community level, and keeping it with people and families.
Ariel Kagan is with us, our guest from the Minnesota Farmers Union. I received a book my brother gave me, actually, and it's about the history of cooperatives in Minnesota. And I'm only probably 40 pages into it, but it talks about a lot of the early cooperatives were dealing with farmers and dairy operations and pulling together, etc. So I kind of get this. Now, many of us are familiar with co-ops that we have, the larger co-ops, fertilizer, grain handling, and so forth. But what you're talking about are some other forms of co-ops that may be a little bit smaller, but again, buying inputs, shared freezer space, marketing your product. So they're similar, but they are certainly different than the bigger cooperatives that we're familiar with.
Yeah, and I think that that's sort of the magic of the cooperative model, is that you can do everything from a very small co-op of just a few people. We have some of our MFU members are doing an egg co-op where, you know, there's one chicken coop and 20 chickens and everybody owns a few of them and they're sharing that and able to provide eggs to their families, all the way up to CHS and Land O'Lakes, which are also cooperatives. The cooperative model is sort of everywhere once you start looking around for it. And the reason is because it's this durable model that really cares about people and the people who own the cooperative rather than, you know, the shareholders and folks who may not be in our communities and, you know, shopping at the local stores and things like that. So what the Cooperative Summit is going to do is showcase how that model works at those different levels and on different topics. We know that in rural Minnesota, childcare is a huge problem, right? We do not have enough childcare for the families who want to live in greater Minnesota. There are ways that cooperative childcare models are solving that issue. And we're going to look at that and sort of explore how that could be potentially replicated. I think the cooperative model offers so much. And when people start looking at it, they get really excited about the opportunities.
July 28th and 29th in Duluth. But Ariel, I'm going to let you go into a little more of the specifics, where it's at, how do people get registered?
Yes. So all the information is on that mncooperativesummit.org website. And there you will find the dates. Of course, it's going to be held at the College of St. Scholastica in Duluth. It will be 2 days. We've got keynote speakers. We've got breakout sessions. We also have co-op tours where we're going to load up and go and see some of these co-ops in action, whether that's a farm that's participating in a cooperative marketing project or a credit union, which is also a kind of a cooperative. And then we've got a reception that night. The next day, we're going to come back together and go through a lot of different topics. We have some fantastic keynote speakers, Doug O'Brien from NCBA CLUSA, which is sort of the national cooperative organization, is going to be with us. And there's also a lot of different options for where you can stay in Duluth. Duluth at the end of July is a lovely place to be. We've got on-campus housing for folks, which is an affordable option. And then we also have a couple of hotel blocks around Duluth. And so it is hopefully going to be a fantastic time to get together with people who want to learn more about cooperatives and enjoy some sunshine on the North Shore.
Okay. Is there a link on the MFU website also?
There is, yes. You can find it on the MFU website under our events page.
Yep, MFU,
MFU.org.
So check that out. Or you can go straight to mncooperativesummit.org. All of that gets you there. July 28th and 29th, I would think that we probably have raised a little bit of awareness and interest from what you've been describing and the different opportunities that co-ops can provide for our area and for a lot of our agricultural listeners and beyond that as well. Ariel, anything else before we wrap up?
Just that I think there is so much opportunity for cooperative development across the state, and Minnesota has the highest number of cooperatives per capita in the country, and we can really continue to lead the way through, you know, getting together at the summit and then continuing the conversation about how we continue to build our cooperative community.
Second Annual Minnesota Cooperative Summit. You can find the link on mfu.org. You'll find more information there. Ariel Kagan, thanks for the information. Very interesting. Appreciate your joining us.
Thank you so much.
This is Jim Bartles, and that's another update from the Minnesota Farmers Union.